heart that seeks what's true. The prophet's light will guide it through. In word and deed, through storm and test, we strive to mirror him the best. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. We once again welcome you in our program, Mirror the Best, Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. In this program, we have got various segments where we talk about how can we copy the best role model, Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. The best role model is the dhat of Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. And we also try to find certain examples from the seerah of Sahaba Ikram, Alayhim Ridwan, Ahlul Bayt, as well as Awliya Allah, how they followed Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alihi Wasallam. Their accounts are also learned. And we also revive one sunnah. We try to take that as a challenge and we learn that, inshallah, we will be also discussing that. There is so much to learn, but before we proceed towards our segments and program, let's make few good intentions. Because my Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahlul Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Hafizahullah, has given us this beautiful mindset. We should not forget to make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. As I am presenting this program, I make this intention, I'll present this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're watching, you can make this intention, you'll watch from beginning till end, you'll remember what you learn, act upon and pass this knowledge on to others. Respecting the viewers, always remember, the more intentions for a particular task can increase the amount of reward you can attain. So add as many good intentions as possible, inshallah, and you can easily multiply the amount of reward. Now, let's take the very first segment, role model moments. And we'll discuss our topic of the day. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi.
In every heart that seeks what's true, the Prophet's light will guide it through.
Respected viewers of Madani Channel, if we look at the lives of Sahaba Ikram Alayhim Ridwan, and when we read their accounts, we know that they did ita'at of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They did obedience of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When we read Quran, we find that we have been encouraged, we have been instructed, we have been ordered to do obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well as obedience of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. When we read hadith, we see that we have been instructed and we have been asked to follow the footsteps of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And our deen, our Islam, that revolves around one personality, which is none other than beloved of Allah, the best of creation, Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. His life is the best role model for us to follow. And whatever we have been asked to do, we should do. And whatever we have been asked to refrain from, we should refrain from. We should stop wherever we have been asked to pause and stop. And this is another meaning of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. One of the traits of believers mentioned in the Holy Quran in part 9, Surah Al-Anfal, verse number 1. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ إِن كُنتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And obey Allah and the Messenger if you believe. So, respected viewers, Here we learn from a renowned commentator of the Holy Quran, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. He writes in the tafsir of this very verse, the difference between the obedience to Allah Azza wa Jal and His Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is that Allah Azza wa Jal is obeyed only in His commandments, the orders, the commands He has given, not in His acts. But the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam will be obeyed in three things. Number one, the acts which were performed by him sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Number two, in his mentioned blessed sayings, and the acts which were performed in front of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and he sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam did not forbid it. Now, whatever Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam did, mirror the best. Whatever Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam said about do's and don'ts, following the commandments, following those orders, those instructions, okay, this is also obedience to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Mirror the best in this way also. And the third is, if any act which was performed in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he alayhi salatu was tasneem did not forbid from that, we should also do obedience of Rasul alayhi salatu wasallam in this regard too. That is to say, whatever the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, we must agree to it. Whatever the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam performed himself should also be followed, and whatever he sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw someone doing but did not forbid him from it should also be followed. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh further said, mufassir of Quran, it should not be derived from the commandment of obeying the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that if the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not obeyed, then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will suffer a loss. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has fulfilled his glorious duty of matchless preaching with a greatest perfection. He's done his job, his duty. Whatever was assigned to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, perfectly he has done it. Now the consequences of not following or not obeying the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be upon you, meaning the followers. If they do not follow, they will see the consequences. Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam will not suffer any loss if someone does not obey Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. It is us who will face the consequences, or who will suffer, or who won't be blessed. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded humans to obey Him and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for living their lives and attaining success in this world and the hereafter. He Azza wa Jal has also given them the choice that by acting upon His commandments, they may become His obedient bondmen and enjoy the everlasting blessings of paradise, or by committing His disobedience, they may become deserving of hell. Therefore, to attain success in this world and in the hereafter, we should adopt the clear and pure blessed character of beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, which is better for us because the blessed life of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the best role model for us. Therefore, it is stated in ayah 21st of the surah Al-Ahzab, part 21.
لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ.
Indeed, for you, following the messenger of Allah is best. So, respected viewers, we have discussed regarding this verse of the Holy Quran in previous episodes that we have been instructed and we guided that the best role model to follow is the personality of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And we should follow the footsteps of Rasul alayhi salatu wa sallam. Whatever manner, whatever way, form or shape possible for us, we should do that to our level best. We should try to copy, we should try to mirror the best sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The salvation lies in this. Success of this dunya and the hereafter lies in this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that we follow the footsteps, we follow the sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wa sallam. And what will happen? If we do that, inshallah, we will have salvation of the both worlds. As Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has been reported to have said in hadith, مَنْ أَطَاعَنِي دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةَ وَمَنْ عَصَانِي فَقَدْ أَبَى. I.e., one who obeyed my commandment entered paradise, and the one who disobeyed me has become the one who denies. Sahih Bukhari, volume 4, page 499, hadith 7280. It's clearly mentioned, entrance to paradise, getting salvation, getting into Jannah, path to paradise lies in the obedience of Rasul alayhi salatu wa tasneem. Following the footsteps of Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam. Ticket to Jannah, entry to paradise, salvation of the hereafter, according to this hadith. Man ata'ani dakhala al-jannah. Allahu Akbar. Ita'at of Mustafa. Obedience of Mustafa. Following the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, doing ittiba' of Rasul alayhi salatu wa tasneem. Doing obedience of Rasul alayhi salatu wa tasneem. This is the secret. This is the way forward. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that we mirror the best. Sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Another hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wa sallam, I would like to share with you. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam stated, none amongst you can become a perfect believer until his desire becomes subservient to what I have brought. Allahu Akbar. Respected viewers, this is mentioned Mishkat al-Masabih, volume 1, page 154, hadith 167. So if one wants to become a perfect believer, a person with Kamil Iman, Allahu Akbar, what should he do? Okay, he cannot become a perfect believer until or unless his desire becomes subservient to what I have brought. What Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam said, instructed, given order, the commandment, we should follow Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And this will, inshaAllah azza wa jal, give us internally and apparently the taste of Iman, inshaAllah. We will become perfect believers, inshaAllah azza wa jal. Respective viewers, changing yourself internally and apparently, according to Islam, while obeying the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, holds numerous benefits. Therefore, we should live our lives by obeying and acting upon the sunnah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. After carefully studying the blessed saying, acts, manners, and blessed biography of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, we should follow Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam. Respected viewers, we were talking about following Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, doing ittiba of Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam, especially ita'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Quran and Hadith. Now, let's include one segment in our program that's called Sticking to the Sunnah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In every heart that seeks what's true, the Prophet's light will guide it through.
Respected viewers, in this segment, we talk about the seerah of Sahaba Kiram, Ahlul Bayt, Awliya Allah, in specific to the obedience of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. How did they mirror the best sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam? Sayyidatuna Ummi Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anha has said that whenever Sayyidina Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala an would speak, he would smile. I humbly said, leave this habit, otherwise people will start thinking of you as insane. Sayyidina Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala then said, whenever I saw or heard the beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam speaking, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would smile. Hence, with the intention of acting upon this sunnah, I also do so. Muslim Imam Ahmad, Volume 8, page 171, Hadith 21791. Respectively, they would follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to such an extent, right? Even they would copy the blessed smile of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Ala Zad Rahmatullahi ta'ala has written, Patli, patli, gule, qudus ki, patiyan, un labo ki, nazakat, billakho salam, jiski taskeen se rote huye haspade. Even Sahaba Ikram Alayhim Ridwan, they would copy the blessed smile of Rasul Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, and that would soothe the grieved ones, that would comfort those they were in problems when they would remember the smile of Rasul Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. Allahu Akbar, the pious ones, they would forget their worries. And even this is practical today. Jab yaad a gaye hain, sab gham bhula diye hain. Sab gham bhula diye. And this is what we need to do. We need to have such connection with Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. We should remember each and every act of Rasul alayhi salatu wa sallam. We try to copy that. Let me share with you another narration, which is from Sahih al-Bukhari, Volume 2, page 17, Hadith 2092. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala has narrated that a tailor invited the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu an says, I also joined the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The tailor placed bread, roti, chapati, and curry of the blessed salan and meat before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was eating the blessed vegetable, specific vegetable, which is gourd, from the pot after searching for it, the kaddu sharif, which we normally call in Urdu language. After relating this, he radiallahu ta'ala and said, while mentioning his own practice, since that day, I also like this. Respected viewers of Madani Shil, this was the love of Sahaba Ikram Ibn Ridwan. Even a vegetable which was liked by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would like that. They would love that. They wanted to eat that. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that we also follow the way Sahaba Ikram did. What a great passion these great personalities they had for obeying the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And what great yearning they had to adopt every blessed practice of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Respected viewers, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa Tayyaba Tahira radiyallahu ta'ala anha. She radiyallahu ta'ala anha gave him a piece of roti to whom once a beggar came to Ummul Mu'mineen. And she radiyallahu ta'ala anha gave him a piece of roti bread. Then a well-dressed person came. She radiyallahu ta'ala anha gave him food after having him seated. People asked the reason for the different treatment. She radiyallahu ta'ala anha said, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, anzilun nasa manazilahum, treat every person according to his status. Now, from the action of Ummul Mu'mineen, mother of believers, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, we have come to know that hospitality to people and their respect and reverence should be shown according to their status and rank. Every guest should be treated according to his status. Some guests stay for only an hour or two and leave after having tea, etc. And for some guests, special arrangements for meal have to be made. There are some guests whom we invite ourselves to the wedding ceremonies, aqiqas, etc., in which equal arrangements for sitting and serving food without differentiating between poor or rich should be made. It shall not be the case that the rich and affluent people enjoy a very luxurious meal in an awe-inspiring manner, whereas poor and middle-class people are served with ordinary food. That should not be the case, because it will hurt the feelings of Muslims. So if there is a gathering in which you have given the invitation, okay, where everyone has joined, so their arrangement should be same for everyone. Okay, but specifically if someone comes to your house, okay, and then treat someone according to their status. Okay, and it has many benefits, wisdom behind it, doing so, right? And inshallah, this will be a very long discussion if we go into that depth. But this is what we learn from this very narration. It is stated in a blessed hadith. When we're talking about common, invitation where the people they come and, like, for example, if it is a dinner for walima or a wedding or any other function where we have invited people, it is stated in a blessed hadith, worse food is the food of that walima in which rich people are invited, leaving the poor people out. It is mentioned in Sahih al-Bukhari, volume 3, hadith 5177. So some guests are sisters, brothers, or close relatives who come to stay for a few days. They should also be provided with hospitality. Definitely, if some guests, they are local, some they come from far, so definitely you'll treat them differently. Okay, more hospitality is required there. So you need to make sure that you don't treat all the guests in a similar fashion, right? The one they've come from far, they've got different, treatment needed and required. This is what Islam desires. But we have also learned that talking about treating fairly, equally everyone, subhanAllah, this is also desired in Islam. When there is an invitation there, you should not have any sort of discrimination in serving and providing food. And especially if you have got a walima or dawat invitation where only rich have been invited and poor have been ignored, so that food has been classed as the worst food in hadith of Rasulullah. How it has been condemned. discouraged. It should not be the case. It shouldn't be done like that. So when you invite for a wedding meal, walima, okay, then what should you do? You should also invite the poor with other guests and feed them too. It is stated in a blessed hadith, the one who believes in Allah Azza wa Jal and the Day of Judgment should respect and revere the guest. So when we're talking about mirror the best sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, following the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we can learn from each and every aspect of life. Any guidance we need, we can get from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his seerah, from his sayings. And look how Islam has encouraged hospitality. Serving your guest, looking after them, treating them nicely, gently, softly, and serving them with whatever possible way you can do. Respect to viewers, it is mentioned in hadith, the one who believes in Allah and the Day of Judgment should respect and revere the guest. One day and night is his, he should provide the food and get very formal meal cooked for him according to his ability the first day. And hospitality for 3 days. So 3 days are the maximum hospitality. I.e. after one day, whatever is present at home should be offered. And after 3 days, it is sadaqah. So first day, you should cook and present the best food possible, whatever you can afford. And then the following 2 days, okay, that is whatever is present at home should be offered. And these 3 days are the days of hospitality. And then later, if someone stays and you keep on serving them, that will be sadaqah. Regarding taking care of the status of the people, this fact should also be kept in mind that if the guest is a righteous person or an Islamic scholar or a spiritual guide, then he should be provided with hospitality according to his glory and greatness. If a religious personality has to be invited to a ceremony, then he should be invited after thinking carefully whether this ceremony is worthy of his honor or not. For example, in wedding ceremonies, right, where vulgar dancing, astaghfirullah, music is on display, inviting an Islamic scholar or religious person to such ceremony is a great insult to his status. That's why we shall treat guests according to their ranks and treat every Muslim well, because due to the blessings of treating Muslims well, not only affection develops among one another, but it also gives goodness of both the worlds, besides developing the passion for acting upon the sunnah. So this should be kept in our mind. The Islamic brothers, the blessed companions, radiallahu ta'ala, and whom loved the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, and would act upon the blessed sayings of the Holy Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam wholeheartedly. Similarly, the blessed Sahabiyat radiyallahu ta'ala anhun had also full passion and determination to obey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. They would also definitely act upon the blessed sayings of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam out of his love. So it's not just Sahaba ikram, they did ittiba, they followed Rasulullah. Even Sahabiyat, they did too. Now let me share one example. One way of implementing the Shari'i way at home is also to associate our family members with the Madani environment of Dawat-e Islam. You can send them to weekly ijtima'at where they will learn, inshallah, in sunnah inspiring ijtima'at, inshallah. They are held in your locality. The sisters, they hold them, okay, they arrange them, and everything is done by the sisters, for the sisters. Okay, in Shari'i Wail, Parda, Alhamdulillah. And Qariya Islamic sisters, they teach, Alhamdulillah, Fi Sabilillah, to children also. Hifz al-Nazira of the Quran. We've got separate classes where the female teachers, they teach kids. And there are certain madaris of Dawat Islam. Okay, even in, across the world there are, alhamdulillah, wherever you're watching, you can find out in your locality. You can send your daughters, they can learn Quran, Hifz al-Nazira from female teachers, inshallah. Not only that, we've got sisters, they offer fi sabilillah classes, free of cost, for the adult Islamic sisters. So they teach them how to recite Quran with proper rules and regulations, with tajweed. And that is also done for the brothers. So, alhamdulillah, the services of Dawat Islami, they are there. If you have got passion, you want to learn, you want to you follow Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, but you know that how can I follow without learning knowledge of Deen Islam? So Dawat Islami has given you the opportunity. You can join Madaris of Dawat Islami, Madrasatul Madina Balighan of Dawat Islami. Sisters, they've got their own setup. Brothers, they've got their separate setup. Find out in your locality, how can you better yourself? How can you learn Quran, Hadith? How can you, inshallah, mirror the best once you know that? Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Respected viewers, the blessed companions, as we're learning, sticking to the sunnah. How Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, they clung tight, they held tight the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let me mention this. Sayyiduna Rabia Aslami radiyallahu ta'ala and has narrated that I had the privilege of serving Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. One day, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "O Rabi'a, why don't you get married?" I humbly said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, I do not want to get married because, firstly, I do not have sufficient wealth and means to fulfill the needs of a woman. And secondly, I do not like the fact that anything takes me away from you." Allahu Akbar. What a love they had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam avoided me. And he says, I continued to serve him. After some time, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said again, "Rabi'a, why don't you get married?" I humbly said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, I do not want to get married. Firstly, I do not have sufficient means to fulfill the needs of a woman. And secondly, I do not like the fact that anything takes me away from you." Same answer I gave. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam avoided me. But then I thought that the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam knows better than me as to what is better for me in this world and hereafter. Now if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says this to me, I'll say, "Okay, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, command me whatever you like." So that's what I thought. Therefore, when the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said for the third time, "Rabia, why don't you get married?" I humbly said, "Why not?" Then the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, naming a tribe of the Ansar, told me to go to them and say to them that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has sent me to get me married with so and so women. Therefore, I went and conveyed the message of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam to them. They gave me a warm welcome and started saying, "The bearer of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam should not return without carrying out his task." Then they performed my nikah with that woman, treated me with extreme kindness, and did not ask me for any proof either. Allahu Akbar Kabir. Subhanallah. respected viewers, did you see the passion of Sahaba Ikram Anhim Ridwan for obeying Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That they did not even ask for any proof in very sensitive matter like marriage, and only upon hearing the blessed message of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they married their daughter to Sayyiduna Rabi'a Aslami radiallahu ta'ala. From this parable, we derive the Madani pearl that whoever we get our children married to should be a person who offers salah, observes siyam, is pious, and practices the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mirrors the best sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Irrespective of being poor, we should not ignore these important factors. But alas, in our society, the situation is quite different. But respectively, did you notice the fact of obedience to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? I've got my daughter, okay, I've raised her for a long time, okay, and just imagine this scenario, okay, and they were also there. They had a daughter. There would be a family also, isn't it, whose daughter was asked to be married with Rabi'a radiallahu ta'ala by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The parents, they were ready to give their daughter, and the daughter, she was ready to get married. Allahu Akbar, this was the level of obedience. And they did not think twice, what is the financial condition of that sahabi? But what was preferred was the saying of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, the order of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the instruction, the message, the commandment. Allahu Akbar. Can you bring any example of obedience like this? The way Sahaba Ikram did obedience of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. They did ittiba of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahu Akbar Kabira. This is matchless, amazing, incredible. That's what has made them such great in status. Also, one of the reasons, definitely, the greatest reason of being high in excellence and status, because they are Sahaba, Sahabiyat. They had the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They beheld Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the state of Iman, and they departed in the state of Iman. This excellence is the greatest excellence they have. But on top of that, their obedience to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is amazing. It's additional excellence that subhanAllah is granted to them, the way they did ittiba, the way they did itaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. SubhanAllah. But what is our condition? It's quite different. May Allah Ta'ala give me the tawfiq to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to obey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to do ittiba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and everyone watching, because this is from the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should pray for that. We should ask for that. We should supplicate for that. Respective viewers, another important fact what we were talking about was, when you marry your daughter, what should you prefer? From this we learn that we should prefer that is that individual whom I'm giving my daughter's hand fulfills the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, huquq of Allah. Does he follow the commandments of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or not? How can a person who does not fulfill the rights of Allah fulfill the rights of people? Simple as that. How will he take care of my daughter if he is not fulfilling the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So the one who will be fulfilling the rights of Allah, he'll be mindful. He will have fear of Allah. He'll take care. He'll look after your daughters. Our daughters. Respected believers, we are talking about following Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and how Sahaba Ikram alayhim Ridwan, they had this passion of doing itaat of Rasul alayhi salatu wa taslim. Now,
Obeying the command of the beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is called Ita'ati Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Obedience to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Obedience includes every such act which has been commanded to be refrained from, and also includes those acts which have been commanded to be performed. The way offering salah, giving zakah, observing siyam, and other virtuous acts are necessary. Similarly, it is also necessary to refrain from the sins like lying, backbiting, tale-telling, listening to music, etc. But alas, due to being distanced away from deen, Muslims have given up obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Perhaps this is the reason why sins are becoming prevalent in society. The heart-breaking scenes of not practicing the deen, this is what is seen in front of us. The people are found going against the sunnah everywhere. Various sins like missing salah, abusing and swearing, blaming, slandering, ill suspicion, backbiting, remaining busy in finding people's faults, spreading people's faults all around upon knowing them, lying upon every matter, other, and then false promises, being intoxicated by films, dramas, music and songs, Allahu Akbar, bribery, disobeying parents, arrogance and pride, jealousy, ostentation, and bearing malice in heart, etc., are common and prevalent in our societies. Why is this? Because we have left the teachings of the Islam. And if we follow the Sunnah of Rasulullah, if we follow the commandments of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, then insha'Allah azza wa jal, we'll have blessings. We'll have barakah insha'Allah azza wa jal. There is so much to talk about this topic, but time doesn't permit to talk any further on this. But insha'Allah azza wa jal, we will insha'Allah discuss this in our next episode. But now let's take one segment in our program, and that is follow and revive and follow. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In every heart that seeks what's true, the Prophet's light will guide it through.
Respected viewers, today inshallah azza wa jal, in this segment, we learn a few sunnahs of Rasul alayhi salatu wa sallam. Let's we take a challenge inshallah. Until next week, we'll be trying to act upon the sunnah, what we learn today in this episode. So today, inshallah, we'll be learning Madani pearls of sitting, okay, inshallah. Sit with your buttocks on the floor, with both of your knees up, and having your arms wrapped around them whilst holding one hand in the other. Sitting like this is sunnah. But it is better to wrap your knees with a shawl while sitting like this. Sitting crossed legs is also proved by noblest Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Do not sit where there is sunshine and shade as well. The Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, when any of you is in shade and the shade then moves away, leaving him partially in the sunshine and partially in shade, then he should stand up from there. So today we learned two ways of sitting. Now, respective viewers, why do we learn this? Because once we know how did Rasulullah alayhi wasallam even sit, subhanAllah, we will develop that passion of acting upon, imitating, copying, mirroring the best, inshallah. So So what will happen? We'll get connected to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam even while sitting. We'll remember, why am I sitting like this? Because my beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to sit like this. Why I am changing my posture and sitting like this now? Because this was also the way of sitting of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah. So when you walk, if you walk like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to, if you talk and you talk like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught manners and etiquettes of talking, Allahu Akbar, you will get reward. Not only reward, you will get this connection of remembering Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this fact will increase love of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam in your heart, and that is the sole purpose of mirroring the best sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Respected viewers, today we learned about following the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, doing ittiba' of Rasul alayhi wa sallam, especially ita'at of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. We learned many accounts of sahaba and sahabiyat, how they followed the best sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from their seerah. And we also learned a few sunnahs. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give me the tawfiq to act upon and to all of us. That's all for today. I'll be back with another wonderful episode with another interesting topic in this program. Until then, keep watching Madani channel, keep reciting Salat upon Nabi. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi.
In every heart that seeks what's true, the Prophet's light will guide it through. In word and deed, through storm and test, we strive to mirror him the best. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.